Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
Pretty good acquisition here in North Texas overnight. Benefit Mall, which is the largest national general agency and I think second largest privately owned payroll services company, has been bought out. Austin Ventures had been the money behind him, but now the Carlyle Group out of New York, big outfit, has taken them over. The CEO is Bernard DeFiore, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be with you.
Thank you. Tell me, so this is, you know, Carlyle Group is not just your run-of-the-mill, you know, bunch of yahoos. This is a pretty good outfit. Tell me what it means for the company.
Well, I think that description is something they don't use on their press release. They are actually the largest or one of the largest private equity firms, investment companies in the world. They have about $175 billion under management in over 80 countries across the world, and we are extremely excited and actually very proud that they're our new investment partner.
So, and again, I guess what I'm looking for is what's the next stage for Benefit Mall? I mean, you're an old company. You've been around for 35 years, and it's grown through sort of acquisition and amalgamation, but it sounds like you're ready to go on the next step. What's the next step for Benefit Mall?
Well, we really see the combination of payroll and employee benefits as the next step in the whole human capital management world. So what used to be two separate functions 5 years ago, you had an HR function and you had a payroll function and you had a benefits function. We now see through technology and through the marketplace, the products that are being offered today, that service area is really beginning to meld into one specific service, and we feel with payroll and benefits in the same offering, the same suite, the same technology, and working through trusted advisors, we're able to provide a level of service backed by tremendous products that we think is going to be the next wave of the future.
You know, I know Benefit Mall sort of concentrates on small and medium-sized businesses. You've got a couple of hundred thousand of them, I think, that you're serving. And we follow the National Federation for Independent Business Optimism Index, the Small Business Optimism Index. It hadn't been this high in decades. This has got to help your business.
Oh, it certainly does. We are as excited as we've been in 5, 6, 8 years because of the economy and the markets that we're in, all of them are growing rapidly, and we seem to be in the right place at the right time. So people are hiring, and that helps us grow our business. And people, when they're hiring, they're using benefits to attract and retain employees, and that helps grow the business. So we really see this flywheel of growth because of those factors. That is very encouraging for us. And it's encouraging enough that we are able to attract investors such as the Carlyle Group.
Exactly. So what does this giant enigma of the Affordable Care Act or you know, what's going to happen to healthcare? Does that actually tend to help you because you're the expert that can guide these three people through this morass?
Well, it's difficult in terms of the consumer understanding what's happening with healthcare, and sometimes that confusion or that misunderstanding actually prevents them from moving into the marketplace. So it's the advice that we're able to provide and the product selection that eases that concern. And so while the Affordable Care Act has created a lot of uncertainty, I think that you're right. We are able to help them navigate that problem area, and it continues to be a little bit of an unknown, as we know, with what's going on in Washington. But right now, I think that the economy and the desire and necessity for health benefits is something that continues to grow, and we're really in the right position to be able to help that consumer. And it's 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a small business owner to help find the best benefits that they can afford and their employees can afford
Help me look down the road here after this. I mean, once this is consolidated, Carlisle has very deep pockets. So if you want to do some more roll-ups, some more acquisitions, that would seem like you've got somebody who could help you with some funding. And by the same token, I'm sure that down the road they're interested in some sort of an exit strategy. So maybe an initial public offering is down the road someplace?
Well, I don't want to rule it out. Let's first look at those acquisitions, and your listeners can call you and give me a call, and we'll be glad to talk to them right away. But yes, we are in a very acquisitive mode right now, and we're looking forward to that being part of our growth strategy as we go forward.
It's going to be fun to watch you grow. Benefit Mall, again, taking on a new senior partner, the Carlisle Group, listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Bernie DeFiore is the CEO and our guest today. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure on my part.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.